Hello then, welcome back everybody to the Real Madrid podcast on what is a particularly bleak Monday after the defeat to struggling Rayo Vallecano. The reaction from Zidane in the aftermath was one of frustration and almost visible anger, and it left him with even more doubts in his mind about just who is good enough to be part of this project going forward. "I'm angry," he said, "we did absolutely nothing tonight. Sometimes," he said, "there are games where we won't score, but today we did nothing. Everything about today was bad. The attitude, there was nothing out there. There is no explanation. There are three games left and we need to do more." Asked if Bale is focused, he said, "I don't know if Bale is focused. You would have to ask him." He continued, "Look," he said, "I want this season to end as soon as possible, but there are three games left and we cannot end a season like this. We must respect football and we must respect this club. I am always going to defend my players, but not today. We simply cannot play like this." And he did, of course, have good reason to be angry, as despite the fact that he's been in charge for only a short period of time, he could well be the man in charge at the end of an equal to the club's worst ever season in their history. In reality, it's unlikely to happen, but with the loss to Vallecano, it's the 16th of the season, equal to 2008-2009. To make it the worst, or the equal worst, they would have to lose their last three games, which would then equal the team of 84-85. Of those 16 defeats, by the way, eight of them have come at the Bernabeu. Well, Gareth Bale is never far away from a headline either, and of course it didn't go unnoticed that he didn't get on the team bus for the return journey. A car was waiting to take him to the airport, where he would be whisked homeward bound, they said, or off to play golf. The team are not expected back to training until Wednesday. Bale's contribution again was poured over in the media. 18 passes only in 90 minutes, 3 shots, 2 on target, recovered possession once and lost it 8 times. Altogether, since Zidane has returned and given him significant opportunity, there has been 1 goal scored and 1 assist. Now, switching track momentarily, Jorge Valdano was asked about Paul Pogba yesterday as a potential signing. His answer simply, "He would contribute little to the way that Madrid play," a view that is echoed by more than just him. One of the other highlights of the day, by the way, was the big news that Sergio Ramos is now following Eden Hazard on Instagram. But at least the weekend did end with Real Madrid knowing that they will finish no lower than third place. So Champions League football is at least assured for next season. Now, as plans continue for the rebuilding of the squad for next season, the frustrations keep on growing with regard to the impasse in negotiations, in particular for Christian Eriksen. Attentions then have been swung back to a player that we've been mentioning on a few occasions throughout the course of this season. It's 19-year-old Kai Havertz of Leverkusen, already a full international, who's had a season to remember, 17 goals in all competitions, plus his first 3 full international caps as well. He's under contract, though, until 2022 with Leverkusen, so any bid would need to be significant. One who won't be coming back is Mario Hermoso, the 23-year-old central defender who left Madrid in 2017 for Espanyol. Since when, he's continued his progression to the point that he's picked up a couple of international caps this season against Bosnia and Malta. Zidane, though, after confirming that Varane will stay, sees no need to sign him, with Militao, of course, now in the squad as well. Martin Odegaard, he's been much discussed, of course, over recent weeks and months. It was actually considered, up until Solari left, that he would be returning in June to start pre-season with Real Madrid. But the move to Ajax is beginning to progress now after it was revealed that the clubs are to meet to discuss a loan move. A permanent move at this stage has been ruled out by Madrid, who do not want to sell him yet. Dani Ceballos, well, his future looks in doubt as well. He could be moving to the Premier League. Manuel Pellegrini is an ardent admirer of Ceballos, the 22-year-old in his second season from Real Betis. He's had an interesting season, certainly on an international level as well, where he's picked up 6 caps since last September. Luis Enrique has been very pleased with his progress, but a season on the outskirts of the Madrid team next season would not keep him in the international setup, so a move looks very much to be on the cards. Now, Real Madrid might need to make sure that they look after Xabi Alonso after Karl-Heinz Rummenigge's interview yesterday in Germany gave him a glowing review of his time at Bayern Munich. He said he was the best midfielder we've had in recent seasons. Not the fastest, but a real strategist. Certainly the smartest I've seen in our midfield. He was a wonderful player who speaks four languages, including German, fluently. I would love to have him come back to Bayern Munich one day. Now, a day can't pass without Gareth Bale's future being pored over and discussed. Zidane was asked if Bale could play with Eden Hazard. Would they be compatible, was the question. All good players, said Zidane, are compatible. He then recounted how the French media questioned the compatibility of he being in the same team and in the same midfield as Yuri Djurkaeff. Now, as we know, Zidane has promised everybody they would get game time when he arrived, and arguably the one who has impressed him the most has been Brahim Diaz, who set out his intentions for the coming year. I give my best, he said, in training and on the pitch to show that I can play here at Real Madrid. I'm focused on Madrid. I want to play here. I want to show what I can give and play for the best club in the world for many, many years to come. I've no intention of going out on loan. Now, Zidane was also full of praise for him. He said he loves to play. I love players who actually play. He said he shows no fear. He is two-footed and he is fast. He creates danger wherever he goes. And on that note, it looks positive then for Diaz's future. But Zidane again concluded by saying, on his future, we'll see. As with Llorente and the others, they are all in the same situation. Decisions will be made at the end of the season. Well, Eden Hazard continues to be very good at keeping everybody guessing about where he's going to go. The press were very quick to pick up on a picture of Hazard in a new catalogue, alongside of Azpilicueta doing a little bit of modelling for next season. The games, it seems, still continue with his future. Now, James Rodriguez, his future still very much undecided. His time with Bayern coming to an end. There will be a temporary return to Madrid whilst his future is sorted out. Manchester United are monitoring the situation and also keeping tabs on the situation. Spalletti's Inter Milan, allegedly, who on the face of it are hardly lacking in midfield, but with departures likely in the summer from their squad, there may well be vacancies. As for fees, Madrid still want $50 million for the Colombian. Now, after PSG's huge disappointment in the cup against Rennes, question marks again placed against the futures of Mbappe and Neymar. And quick to make capital is Perez, who is again trying to tempt Khelaifi at PSG with a selection of players plus cash. The latest, Isco and Cruz being mentioned alongside of a £40 million fee as well. But as neither Isco or Cruz actually want to leave Real Madrid, this looks like another potential move that's actually doomed to failure before it even gets to the point of negotiation. Just going back to Eden Hazard momentarily, his comments about the Champions League also garnered headlines. Chelsea, he said, has to play Champions League every season. It is one of the biggest clubs in the world. And for me, I want to play Champions League as well. And he added, we, not I, will. Matthijs de Ligt is one of the summer's hottest targets, with Barcelona, according to some, leading the race to sign him. But he was asked this weekend who his favourite defenders are, his diplomacy skills becoming very evident on the giving of the answer. Ramos, Piqué and Van Dijk, remember as well Bayern Munich and Juventus, also in the hunt for his signature. Now, Manchester United players are said to be openly talking about Pogba's alleged move to Madrid, with plenty of dressing room banter around the place. His current teammates have been reminding him not to forget them when he moves, especially in relation to the odd invite and a few tickets to watch a few games at the Bernabeu. Now, a few reports have been surfacing about Manchester United declaring an interest in joining the race to sign Christian Eriksen from Spurs. Now, whether that's been put there to actually get Madrid moving on their fee and to get them involved in serious negotiations, it looks possibly likely. Eriksen, it seems, would not leave a club that looked likely to be in the Champions League for next season, for one that at present looks more likely to miss out. And that just about wraps it up for now. Then don't forget, you can revisit all of the year's news and podcasts by heading over to the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. We will be back later in the week. Until then, from me, Tim Cable, bye-bye for now.